Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block, talking about a great eating experience every time in just a moment. Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus Bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Our report today being sponsored by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Beef cattle producers have met the challenge of improving the quality and the eating experience for consumers since 1998. That was at the bottom of beef demand when it started coming back up. As since that time, cattle producers have gone from 50 or 55% choice and prime cattle to 80% choice and prime cattle on average. Randy Block with Cattle Facts says it's remarkable what we've done, but there's still more work to do.
I think the challenge is now what do we add to that? What are the things that this new consumers want, the millennials, the Gen Xers? They have some different attributes that they want in addition to the quality. I think it's important that the industry listen and hear what that is.
Before we talk about those new attributes, one of the things that I kind of thought of as you were making your presentation, so many interviews back in that time frame of late 80s and 90s, we heard the cry of we need to get to a point of having a great eating experience every time.
Oh, boy, you remember those days? I mean, it really was. We did, and one out of every four steaks was a mess. You know, it was a poor eating experience, and we just couldn't afford to do that. And obviously, by adding the quality, it gave us a little more, a bigger insurance policy, so to speak, that eating experience would be favorable, and I think that's certainly won the day.
The dollars that you mentioned of value to the Fed market and the calf trade was incredible.
Had we not grown demand in this last 20 years, we'd be selling calves $50 a hundred lower than we are today. $50 a hundred. Fed cattle prices would be $270 a head lower. I mean, it's just when you put it in those kind of perspectives, it's I'm just thankful that the leadership in our industry got us pointed in the right direction 20 years ago, and the industry has stayed focused on the mission.
As for what a growing number of consumers are wanting from today's beef cattle industries, Randy Block says there's one thing that has risen to the top.
Well, I think one of the things that we continue to hear, not only in the U.S., but around the globe from consumers in some of these markets, is traceability, source verified, humanely raised, all of these things that are, I think we have a great story to tell as an industry. I mean, I think we have the best producers in the world. They care about their animals. They do their very best. The whole sustainability picture. I think we've got a great story to tell. It's just figuring out how we can package that to tell the story, to add to that overall positive eating experience that those consumers are going to have, because these things are important to them.
You mentioned two producers. Learn your lesson. Remember where we were at.
Well, I think as we go back over time, and again, I think every one of us in the country can remember those days in the 80s and 90s where we lost nearly 12% of all people in production agriculture, and a ton of those people were in livestock production. I can see it in the community I grew up in. I can think of dozens of people that lost their farms, lost their ranches, lost their feed yards. And we don't need to go through that again. That isn't any fun.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.